This will be my last press availability, and I'd like to take the opportunity to share it with four individuals that have been critical to some of the successes that I'll reference this morning, particularly as it relates to crime. And have we lost it again? Okay, great. And joined by Deputy Chief Michael Downing, who, as you're aware, has been appointed by the Police Commission to be the temporary police chief beginning on Saturday when I return from Boston, and I'll be going up to the office to sign out and turn the keys of the office over to Michael, and he will serve as the steward, or as he's described it, the shepherd of the department for approximately a week to 2 week period of time while the mayor conducts the interviews of the three candidates for that position who are also here with me and who are beginning today their process of interviews with the mayor. And subsequent to that, the City Council has, by charter, of upwards of 45 days to interview and review the mayor's selection. I would hope and encourage that they expedite that. I went through that process, and I was an unknown to the council at that time. All three of them are very well known to the council, so I hope that will, in fact, accelerate the process so we have a significant continuity of the activities of the department. I'm joined by First Assistant Chief Jim McDonald, by Chief of Detectives Deputy Chief Charlie Beck, and I believe I have also Valley Deputy Chief of the Valley Bureau, Mike Moore. As is our custom, I'm going to very briefly reference the crime statistics, which you have copies of and which we are all quite proud of. The 13,000 members of this department have worked very hard to generate them. And total violent crime so far this year is down 9.5%. Good news, it's going down every week by a more significant portion. As of this morning, there have been 60 fewer homicides in the city, reflective of the fact that we've got a almost 20% reduction in homicides so far this year. Property crime is down about 7.8, almost 8%, and the overall Part 1 crime reduction is 8.1%. In the gang crime category, gang crimes are down by over 10%, with gang homicides down about 14%. But I'd like to highlight, if I may, in as much as this is my last press availability with you, the results of the last 7 years as it relates to crime. Homicides over the last 7 years in the department are down by approximately 58-59%. Overall violent crime down about 53%. Overall crime down by more than a third. Gang crime reduction, homicides almost 59%. The department has been very successful in its crime reduction efforts. Department has also, in our other two goal areas, has also had great success. Deputy Chief Mike Downey has shepherded the department's counterterrorism efforts so that today Los Angeles, along with New York, has the most robust counterterrorism operations in America. We have developed some of the best practices that are being emulated nationally. And I want to applaud Chief Downing's efforts, he and his 300 colleagues who staff up the Counterterrorism Bureau. The crime effort I've already referenced, and several of the members of the department that have been largely responsible for that, Chief Beck in the capacity of Chief of Detectives, Chief Moore, and his counterparts in the other bureaus, and not here with us this morning, Assistant Chief Earl Pasinger, who in his capacity as Chief of Operations has lived with those crime numbers every minute of the day, driving them down. Lastly, the consent decree that cost this city tens of millions of dollars, but ultimately will be seen as an expenditure well worth having made, because it allowed this department to develop the best practices in so many areas in the United States, best practices that we now share with our colleagues throughout the United States and indeed the world. And the impact of these three initiatives, the vision of Mayor Hahn when he hired me and the vision that has been embraced and expanded upon by Mayor Villaraigosa, the impact is certainly those crime reduction figures, but maybe most importantly is the impact it has had on the way people feel about each other in this city and feel about this department. Recent polling done by some of the news media, as well as a study we commissioned by Harvard University, indicate that at this time, 83% of all voters in this city have a good to very good impression of the Los Angeles Police Department. 66% of African American voters think the department is doing a good to very good job, almost 70% of Latinos. That was the impact of the crime reduction efforts, the counterterrorism efforts, and maybe most importantly, the consent decree and its impact. So the city's money has been well spent, and the leadership of Mayor Villaraigosa and his predecessor, Jim Hahn, and I just came from a council chambers where I spoke to city council members, thanking them for their partnership over these last numbers of years. We are a department that the good news is the momentum will continue. Since there's a 100% chance that the next permanent chief of police of the Los Angeles Police Department is standing with me, I don't think there's an unknown candidate out there, that I know these three men very well. I've worked with them intimately. I've taken their ideas, their innovations, and incorporated them into the overall structure of the department. And so going forward, the department and this city will be well served no matter which of the three is selected, and they will all get to work together once again in a few weeks with a new chief of police. I thank them for their efforts, and I thank you and the media. This is the last chance I will publicly have to speak with you. Thank you for your coverage of the Los Angeles Police Department. It has been fair coverage. It has been extensive, sometimes exhaustive in areas that would prefer you not exhaust yourself so much. But again, I think personally, and I think on behalf of the department, we have been fairly and well treated by you, and I encourage that continue. That concludes my remarks relative to the crime stats and where the city is as I leave it. Improved race relations, a department that is respected across the many communities of this city, a department that is by all accounts having an extraordinary successful time in dealing with the needs of the public, and about to make a very significant choice that Mayor Villaraigosa will announce on Monday, I believe, in which the line of succession will be affirmed. And I wish the three chiefs who will be interviewed over the next 3 days the best of luck in their venture. Been there half a dozen times in my life, and I don't envy them what they will go through over the next 72 to 4 or 5 day period of time. With that, I'd like to move on to another area of the session today, and this is also something that we're quite proud of. The LAPD has once again come to be known for its innovation, its best practices, its constant desire to work to develop the best tools possible for our police officers. We've done that with all kinds of technology, and leading that has been Deputy Chief Beck, starting with his work in Rampart and continuing in his capacity as Chief of Detectives, working with our IT people. One of the areas that we have all sought to concentrate on is that the Ford Motor Company, the Crown Victorias that have been the basic car for our fleets for years, will be ceasing production of that vehicle within the next several years. That's a great concern to us. So we've taken advantage of that ourselves and other police agencies to work with car manufacturers who are interested in providing police vehicles to give them our input and insight. And today I'm going to ask Chief Beck to talk about the results of one such initiative with one company that we are not endorsing the company, but really using their product to basically speak to the importance of vehicles to us and the importance of officer safety and what we have custom designed. And that's this vehicle to the left, and an extraordinary police vehicle. Very different than my first vehicle in the Boston Police Department, a six-cylinder standard shift Chevy Biscayne, back when we had Biscaynes and what was the next one going up? There were Biscaynes, Bel Airs, and Impalas. Six-cylinder, a full front seat that was usually broken and held up by two Hood Milk Company wood crates in the back seat. Because we had so many fat cops in those days, they kept breaking the seats when they'd walk back and forth in them. And we had the emergency equipment on the vehicle consisted of a little blue light, looked like one of those Rayovac battery lights, that 6-inch blue light blinking on the front, and a 1-inch little red light blinking on the back. And it was always very interesting driving that vehicle standard shift, because the only time the siren would work was when you kept your finger on the button. Took your finger off the button and the siren would stop. So that was the police car that I was first introduced to in 1970. It had a two-way radio, which was literally two-way. You talked on one channel and you received your calls on the other channel. That is the police car of 1970. This is the prototype of a police vehicle that the Los Angeles Police Department is developing for the 21st